I want to welcome each and every one of us this morning. The Sunday before Thanksgiving in our country, and it's a season to be thinking of so many good things. And we kind of begin what is another pace of life at this ending of the year, and we look forward to it. Longer ago, Zion had a Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning service. And sometimes that felt kind of bulky to plan in, and then times change as family lives change. But it set a tone for the day that I think is good for us to remember on this Sunday. If there are any of you that have announcements, I invite you to come, and we will just use a brief time this morning for announcements. So if you have an announcement, please do come. Take some time to greet those that are around you as well. You may greet each other. Yeah.
All right. I have an announcement here for the Worship Committee Song Survey. These blue sheets are inside your bulletins, and if you could, take a minute to fill these out with songs that are meaningful to you. We just would like to know what songs are meaningful to you, because we think if they're meaningful to you, they'll be more meaningful in our worship. So give us that feedback, and when you're done, you can turn it into Eliza and I's mailbox in the back. Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. We are a bunch of youth, and some of us parents went and raked a bunch of leaves yesterday from about 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 or so. And we had a really fun time. And I thank you very much for your generosity, for those of you who asked us to come and rake leaves. And then we had another creative giving moment from kids helping at Bridging Cultures. And so thank you. And what else was I going to announce? Anyways, turkeys. Turkeys, that's a different subject. So turkeys for the food pantry, please come and bring them on Monday and Tuesday. Monday needs to be frozen. Tuesday can be thawed. So make sure you get there before 4 o'clock on Tuesday, though. Okay? Thank you. And we have enough pools, the little kiddie pools, to put them in. So thanks.
Our call to worship comes out of the Psalms. The Psalms is the ancient hymn book of the people of Israel. There are five books in that Psalms that we like to call just one. And we go to the Psalms often for our own reading and inspiration and lament and prayer. And so I began to look for where do we begin to focus around worship and around singing. I'm going to divide us into two groups. And I don't know that we've separated this way before, but we're going to do it age-wise. All those that are 56 years and more, you are group number one. If you were 55 and down, you are group number two. So you need to speak out. And we have children among us who are reading. So I invite the children to put their voices to the reading and their voices to the singing this morning. That kind of inclusive place. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all the people. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness, tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, and it cannot be moved. He will judge his people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in truth. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Did you hear how many songs and oratorios that are through these words that music rings? Let us pray. God of the ancients and God of the present, even we here in this place, we've gathered to honor you and to honor our sisters and brothers of this faith community. May we know you are here with us as we lift our hearts and voices in praise to you. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We will have the first section of singing.
We're going to start with an old camp song. Hopefully some of you know it, but probably it's so old that a lot of you don't. So if you don't know it, we're going to do the old-fashioned way of learning a song. It's called line singing. I'll sing a line, and then you sing a line. And if it's good enough, we can go on. And if it's not, we'll have to do it again. Let us sing together, let us sing together, one and all a joyous song. Let us sing together, let us sing together, one and all a joyous song. Let us sing together, One and all a joyous song, let us sing together. One and all a joyous song, let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. One and all a joyous song. Let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. One and all a joyous song. Everybody, let us sing together. Let us sing together. One and all a joyous song. Let us sing together. One and all a joyous song. Let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. Let us sing again and again. One and all a joyous song.
Okay, so yes,
we're going to do a round. This side, one. This side, two. And the back, whoever you want to be, is three. We'll sing it three times. And when you're done with your part, just keep singing one and all a joyous song until we're all done.
Let us sing together. Let us sing together. One and all a joyous song. Let us sing together. Let us sing together. One and all.
Let's turn to page two in the hymnal. Page two. Please stand.
Thank you.
The next three songs are about love. And the first song is a children's song. So I'd like all the children to stand up. And my definition of a children today, we'll use the same groups as Pat did. Under 55. So if you're under 55, please stand up. I'd like you to do what I tell you to do or imitate me. Amen.
Amen.
A little bit louder. Amen.
Amen.
Can you do this? Very good. Can you do this? Awesome. Let's everybody stand. And before you sing this song, I want you to think about somebody that loves you. And how do you feel when you feel that somebody loves you? Yeah, it feels good. And when we remember Jesus loves us, that's about practicing the presence of Christ.
If you're loved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're loved and please join me. Amen.
Amen.
If you're loved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're loved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're loved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're loved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're loved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're loved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're loved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're loved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're loved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're loved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're loved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
If you're loved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
If you're loved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're loved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
That's good. You can sit down. Takes more concentration than I have. Okay. You can be seated. Turn to page 109 in the green book. 109 in the green book. This is a prayer for love. I think we don't have any problems thinking about places in the world or places in our lives that need more love. And so let this be our prayer as we sing this song. More love, more peace, more hope, and more joy.
Somewhere, there is more love somewhere, and the key for
Page 530 in the hymnal, the blue hymnal, 530. There will be lots of instructions on this song, so you'll have to follow. The instructions are for fun, but they're also hopefully lead you deeper into the text. We'll start softly, and at the end of the first verse, if the man could just hold the melody note, E, that would be great. And then the women will sing the second verse while the men are just singing that ooh. Stand up and watch the ending for directions. Please stand.
I'll sing women and to
You may be seated.
Children's time is next, and so you may come to the front there where Bonnie is. This morning, I think many of our families are experiencing illness. So Bonnie is a substitute. Steve Phillips will not be here. So that's just how things happen. And so following the children's time, we will pick up our second block of singing.
Good morning. It's good to see you all. We're going to talk about being thankful for some things, that we're thinking of things that we're thankful for, because this week is Thanksgiving. So we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to do something here for a minute, and then you're going to take some things back to your seat, and you're going to be doing some things at your seat during the rest of the service, and then towards the end of the service, you're going to be coming back with your drawings, and we're going to talk about the things that you drew that you're thankful for, and we're going to put them on this bulletin board over here so that other adults after church can see all the things that you drew that you're thankful for. But before we draw the things that we're thankful for, I want you to imagine in your head some different things that you're thankful for. So we're going to close our eyes, and when your eyes are closed, I want you to think about which season are you the most thankful for. Are you thankful for the winter time? Are you thankful for the summertime or the spring or the fall? Think in your head. Think about which season you can imagine in your head that you like the best, that you're most thankful for. You like snow, so the winter time, and snow. And you like the greens? Okay, cold. I like the sunshine, too. Okay, now I want you to think about something that you really, really like to eat. What are you really thankful? What food? Think in your head. What foods are you thankful? What?
I like ice cream.
Ice cream? Ice cream. Green ice cream? Oh, okay. What do you like, Jack?
I like
okay, just a minute. Jack's going to tell me something for a minute. Alphabet puzzle. So that's nothing that we eat, but that's another thing to be thankful for. What do you like, Lincoln? It's okay. About some drinks that you eat? Okay. Okay, now I want you to think for a minute about...
I like green smoothies.
Do you like smoothies?
I think for everything.
I think that's a good thing to be thankful for, too. Okay, now I want you to think about... Who is somebody that you're thankful for? Think of a person that you're thankful for. Kind of think in your head. There's lots of people that you might pick to be thankful for. It might be your mom or your dad. It could be God. It could be your grandma or your grandpa. It could be a brother or sister or an aunt or uncle. You think of somebody? Okay. Now, here's what your job is going to be. You've thought about some things that you're thankful for. I'm going to give you... some crayons, and you're going to get a clipboard. And the clipboard says, I am thankful for, and has a blank, where you can write what you're thankful for, or you can have an adult beside you write it. And then you're going to write your name at the bottom, and you're going to draw a picture of what you're thankful for. So it could be one of the things that you just thought about, or it could be something else that you can think about. And there's actually two pages. If you want to do more than one page, you can do two. If you only want to do one, you can do one. And then at the end of the service, when I tell you to come back up, you can bring your papers back up, and we'll put them up on the bulletin board, and we'll look at what you're thankful for. Make sense? Put your thumb up if it made sense. All right. Okay. There's a clipboard for you. And you got some crayons? Here are the crayons. If you don't want one, you don't have to. You get one. Get the box of crayons. Oops. The box of crayons. There you go, Liesl.
I want huge ones.
Okay, and then go back to your seat. Next, everybody does?
I want a...
What crayons do you got?
Oh. I want a...
Let's continue our singing.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You were Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You were Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be. Sometimes I stumble, sometimes I fall, sometimes I turn away and risk it all. Lord, I cry out to you, touch me today, take my hand and guide the way. Lord, lead me on to the place of your mercy and grace, your kingdom of truth and life. That matter, there are ways to go. Help us to hear you, Lord, when we don't know. Come, Holy Spirit, with your strength for this life, how you live for Jesus Christ. Lord, lead me on to the place of your mercy and grace, your kingdom of truth and life. Lord, lead me on.
Sang that verse, didn't we? Let's sing it again.
Choices that matter, there are ways to go. Help us to hear you, Lord, when we don't know. Come, Holy Spirit, with your strength for this life, how to live for Jesus Christ. Lord, lead me on to the place of your mercy and grace.
Grace, our high priest,
We've asked several people to share this morning, but I think there will be opportunity for any of the rest of us as well to share as we come to that. At this point, Shirley wants to share some things with us, and I welcome that. It's there.
I was asked, what book are you most grateful for and why? And when I contemplated what book to choose, there was only one book that stood out in my mind that was the most important book I've ever had to read. I've been privileged to read, and it led me to the Bible. Growing up, we daily read the Bible in our home, and I often think of my parents and their strong faith and the influence it had on our family. We read the Bible, like I said, every morning, and then we would sing a lot. We all enjoyed singing. What did we sing? We sang hymns that were inspired by the Bible. When I went to public school, the first thing we did every morning was repeat the Lord's Prayer. And I thought back with appreciation to my parents. I've done this many times, for all they've done for us. They had a hard beginning in life, in married life. Their first child had water on the brain. They had to carry him on a pillow, and they took him by train back to Mayo Clinic from Western Canada, but they could do nothing for him, and they brought him home. Soon after, he passed away. And they lived on a farm, and Mom was out helping Dad with the crop, working hard, when they noticed the house was on fire, and they lost everything. Everything they owned was gone in the house. But their pastor from their church was a carpenter, and he came and helped them rebuild their home. And then they had five more children, and we enjoyed our times together as a family. We would often end up singing. And what did we sing? We sang hymns, hymns inspired from the Bible. And singing has always been an important part of my life. I had to think, and when I was realizing the daily impact of my life and how the Bible has been so important to me, I realized that that's all I read now. I have different devotional books that I read, but they all are referring to the Bible. They're all inspired by the Bible. And the other, about a year and a half ago, a former neighbor of ours passed away, and his children and our children went to public school together. And when I went to the funeral, I really wondered if I'd know the children at all, because I hadn't seen them for so many years. And the girl came up to me, and she says, "I want to tell you something. You were the one that told me about Jesus and the Bible." And I was so grateful to hear her say that, and to think that it could have an impact in her life too. The Bible, through our life, has given us hope and courage and inspiration. And I find now that I enjoyed playing the piano for my own enjoyment, but now I'm realizing I'm playing hymns all the time. All secular music is kind of laid still, and it's hymns I play. And I am just grateful for the Bible. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. Someone has said that when we sing, and particularly we of a Mennonite tradition, we are praying. So as you think back to what we've sung this morning, what we will continue to sing, there is prayer interwoven in all of that. Singing is praying. I really like the story of Ezra and Nehemiah. They go together. They fit together. And there is a part of that story in the 12th chapter of Nehemiah that tells of a tremendous worship celebration at the completion of the wall around the temple. And this was after the exile of the Israelites in Babylon, and they came back to build up this place that was in such devastation and in ruins. And they built places to begin to live and make a living, but the house of the Lord had not yet been built. So that was a task. And then there came the task of doing the wall. Upon the completion of that, Ezra the priest and Nehemiah the governor organized a worship service to celebrate what the Lord had done for them. And they divided into two choirs. Some of us have had music that has double choirs. And we did a little bit of that this morning as Lois arranged some of our music. But all of Israel came to the Temple Mount to worship and to celebrate. And as they are divided into two choirs to go opposite directions on this wall, meeting at a particular gate, and the entire time singing the songs that was theirs out of the Psalter. Out of the Psalms. I like that picture, and the longer I thought of it, I thought, this is the flannel graph story. Some of you kids don't even know what flannel graph is. But it has a lot of pictures in my mind of what was happening in that tremendous celebration of music and prayer and great joy at having the temple built. The prophet Hosea has even some words to say to chide them that the Lord had said to them as they were dragging their feet on getting this project done. So when I think about singing, this story of the celebration of the building of that second temple that brought so much singing and the people dividing into two great choirs to sing. Let's sing again.
So this is your time. We're going to take requests. So I'll be thinking about some songs you'd like to sing today. But we're going to start with one of Pat's requests. And it's in the Green Book, page 14. Page 14 in the Green Book. This was a new song for me, so I'm kind of assuming it might be new to some of you. I fell in love with the song. The melody is so simple and so beautiful. And the words are just wonderful. The idea of Jesus being my song for the journey. But then when I played it through, there were some problems. The harmony was a bit unexpected. And I thought, okay. And then to top it off, then the words, the notes, the words are on the second page too. And you have to like not only read the hard harmony, but you have to read across the page from where the notes are, and then the words are really tiny. And then, of course, we could do it in French. I thought, what are these writers thinking about? But maybe a choir or something. But I decided it's worth singing, but we'll pretend it's a chorus. So we'll do the old-fashioned way again of singing, line singing. I'll sing a line, and you'll sing a line. We'll do it in unison, and then later we'll add some simple harmonies to it. So here we go.
Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song
Second verse. Raise your hand for a request. Yes.
Number
523 in the blue book. Thank you. Other requests? 643 in the red. Did you? Oh, good. I was saying this one for a long time. It's also in the blue book if there's not enough red books to go around. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Yes. 52 in the green book. We have time for one more. Yes. 580. Please stand.
Thank you.
Is Micah here? Micah is not. There will be time for you also at sharing time, things that maybe have been on your heart. As I've listened to a number of the hymns, the songs we have sung, I catch a theme through there of our resting, of our trusting, finding that rock. And sometime you might just wander through your mind in the hymn books and see how many of our hymns feature rock. The Psalms do as well. Let us receive the offering. So those that are prepared, would you come? Let us pray. Oh God, in our offerings we do proclaim that our work and our worship are one. That life is undivided. And so we ask you to use these gifts for your kingdom, for the service of the kingdom, for mercy and for reconciliation in every part of the world. We thank you, our God. Amen.
Would you come back up with your pictures and we'll talk about them if you have a picture to share. You can put your crayons in the box and then come bring your pictures. Hey, Jack, do you want to tell us what you did here? It says, I am thankful for my
letters.
So you like writing the whole alphabet you have on yours, don't you?
Yeah, I have that at my house.
And then you also said you are thankful for what?
Grapes.
What?
Grapes.
For grapes. You want to go to give those to Stan and he'll put them up on the board. And, whoops, where did yours go, Lincoln? Oops, right here. Here we go, Lincoln.
You said you're thankful for food.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take that down to Stan and he'll go put it up on the thing? Levi, you said, you want to say what it is? Or you want me to? You are thankful for your bike and for blueberries and for cars. Okay, you want to take it down to Stan? Elise, do you want to come up with yours quick?
I only had one box.
Oops, I've got them here. Okay, you can put them up here. No problem. Okay, Elise said?
Thankful for Grandma.
Your grandma. And you had two, didn't you? Where's your other one at? What does it say? And your grandpa. Okay, you want to take those down to Stan? You are thankful for blueberries. And look at that page with all your blueberries on it. Do you want to put it down there, Isaac? Redmond, what are you thankful for? Your mom?
I did most, so I did.
For rainbows. Oh, that is a big rainbow there, Redmond. You want to put that down with Stan?
I did two.
Okay. Ann, you want to come over here?
I did two.
Okay, just a minute, Eli. Let's get Ann. Ann, what did you do? Ann says you're thankful for a candle and blueberries. And Eli. Oops, Olive, where'd Olive go?
Oh. Oh, you brought up olives, didn't you, Eli?
Yeah,
because
olives.
Oh. We have a ice cream one. What's yours, Isaac? Isaac, are you thankful for Ron? Yeah, that's a nice picture of Ron. You want to go put the ice cream one down there for me?
Olive didn't want to come out.
Okay. Jack, is your paper here too? And Eli? Here you go, Eli. You did yours? Okay, you can go back down then. Eli, you said you're thankful for Judy. And you're thankful for?
My grandma.
Your grandma. Okay, you want to take them down? Your Olive is thankful for the sun. All right. Did you take them down?
I have another one,
too. Oh, you did? What's your other one there?
Thankful for my grandma.
Oh, we did yours. What's down there already? Stan already has that one down there. Okay. Come down.
Go back. Okay. Now, if each of us were given that kind of an assignment, what might it be? It's interesting to begin to think about. Jana, would you come with sharing in prayer?
Let's give the kids a hand for their sharing. Thank you. Thank you, Vonnie, for helping with that short notice today. Cynthia had this idea in mind. Thank you, Pat and Lois, for your planning for today. As most of you know, our pastor, Matthew, is out of town in West Africa. Out of the country. Is Becky here? I don't see Becky. I'm hoping she can give a little bit of an update. They made it there, and travel went okay. Do you want to give a little update? Because you've heard from them.
Yes. The most trouble they had was getting out of Portland. It was delayed, and then they barely made it onto their flight in Seattle. But they did. And then they got to New York in the snow, but they got to the 9/11 memorial. And we're grateful for the opportunity to do that. And then they made it to Paris and made it to Ouagadougou. And as far as and now I got a text with a video of the worship service over there. So I think they'll spend one more night in Ouaga and then they'll head south to Bobo.
I've got a little bit of an itinerary, so if any of you want to follow that, let me know and we can give you a copy. They're pretty busy every day, so it's a full trip. So we want to remember them in prayer for safety during this time, and also for Becky and Micah as they're at home keeping things going here. So let's do that this morning. Do I have anyone wanting to give an update on Bridging Cultures from last night, how that went? Charlie?
Yeah, I would thank everybody here for your involvement and coming and enjoying. It was just for me, it was just fun being with my Latino family and all the volunteers here from Zion that come and helped, and we had a great night. And the pies, yeah, they all mostly got eaten up. So anyway, if you want leftovers, you're going to have to come next year.
Plenty of food was had by all, yeah. Anyone else like to share? Caroline?
I thought I'd give an update with my students. You might remember a couple when I shared that she was so nervous and afraid. She had me scared. I was worried that she would not pass her citizenship test, and I couldn't tell her to the extent that I was concerned. But and I shared that here. Anyway, update on her. She came to our class this past week and was reporting to the class about her experience. And she said she woke up that morning calm and confident. She went to her test, and sure enough, they gave her a couple of the questions that we sweated blood over earlier, and a writing part that could have been tricky for her, and she sailed right through, passed that test. She is now a citizen, and she was very thankful for your prayers, and I thank you too.
Is her name Rosalinda?
Rosalinda.
Thank you for sharing good news. Anyone else? Lynn?
I noticed the children were very excited about sharing what they're thankful for. I'm not sure all of us older people get that excited, but I read this morning in the back of the bulletin the prayer request or reminder of what's happening in California. And I tell you, I'm thankful that I can go home to a warm house today. I have a first cousin that lives in Paradise. He did. He lost his house, he and his wife, Dennis and Mariana Yoder, and their daughter, who lived in another house. Her house is gone also. I can't imagine what that devastation is for all those people. So let's be in prayer for them. Thanks for the reminder in the bulletin.
Thank you, Lynn. Gina?
Some of you probably know my cousin, Carolyn Scherer. She lives really close here. Mark and Carolyn, your kids went to, I guess Kyler still at Canby. And their daughter, Katie Scherer, she was in Catalina's, and she was here singing, and she loves to sing the high notes. She's in college at in Thousand Oaks, California, and one of her friends was killed in the shooting. It's a place she's been. It's a place that was apparently full of college students, and so it's been really hard for her. To ask for prayer for her, and obviously Carolyn and Mark, and her rest of her family as well. It's very difficult to be so far away from her when it's happened. Sure, yeah.
Katie Shearer. Okay, yeah, we want to remember them too. Anyone else? I'm thankful for my Sunday school class, kindergarten through second grade. We've been studying the Ten Commandments, and on our lesson 2 weeks ago, we were talking about thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's stuff. So I asked the question, so what is it that your friends have that you're envious of, like a bicycle or something? And one of the students, I won't say their name, said, Jana, a bike? Really? I like that Minecraft game that I can play on the iPad that my friend has. A bike's kind of outdated, so I'm so grateful to be teaching this class right now. You know, you always hear that the teacher learns more than the students, and it's just been a blessing to me to be in there and interacting with them, getting to know them. They're a real blessing to me. Let's pray.
Lord, we just especially remember today the devastation of the recent fires in California. We remember those who have lost their lives so suddenly, and we hold in our hearts the families who are forever changed by grief and loss. We ask that you would bring them comfort. We ask that you would bring them strength. Bless those who have survived, but we ask you would heal their memories of trauma and devastation. And Lord, we think of those that were a part of this shooting in California, Katie Shearer and her family, the loss there that they're feeling. We ask that you would give them comfort and strength on this road to recovery, on this road of healing. We especially lift up today Matthew and Don and Kelly. Thank you for safety and their travel. Thank you that you have helped them to arrive safely, and we pray that you would continue to bless them in this week ahead with their friendships as they get to know new people, as they share with the congregation. We ask that you would be with them. I pray that you a special blessing on Becky and Micah as they're at home and continue to work. Pray that you would protect them and give them the strength that they need. Lord, thank you for Carolyn's relationship with Rosalinda and her willingness to walk with her in this preparation for citizenship. And we just give you thanks today for a smooth test and that she has passed this test. We just rejoice with her and thank you for the friendship that you have grown there. I also thank you for bridging cultures and the many people that enjoyed a meal and music, laughter, and friendship last night. Would you continue to bless those relationships? May they grow, may they flourish, may we give you the glory and honor in those interactions as you build community. And Lord, this week, as we realize our abundance, realize so many things that you have provided, things that we take for granted, thank you for our homes, for our families, for shelter, for food. May we remember to be grateful and thankful in all those things as we enjoy this holiday season together. Thank you for music, for words that have become our prayers this morning. May they lift us and inspire and encourage us as we go out from this place this week, as we say together the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen.
The Green Book, page 14. And please stand. We'll sing the first verse. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey.